We hear Jesus in the area of Capernaum healing a leper, cleansing him of his leprosy. And of course, at this time, Jesus, as we heard last week, he talked about, in the last weeks, he talked about basically healing all kinds of various people with various diseases, casting out demons. So Jesus really is doing a lot of healing and casting out demons, and certainly part of his ministry is teaching. So he's also teaching. So part of his healing and casting out demons is really, in a certain sense, teaching. He's teaching about how God has come certainly to heal us, to help us, to cast out demons, to forgive us of our sins. So Jesus really is trying to show them this. And we hear in the gospel this leper that comes forward, and this full of leprosy comes down and gives Jesus, basically prostrates, gives Jesus homage. If you read Luke's account, it says the person gives him homage. Jesus is given homage by this leper. And then the leper asks, you know, that Jesus would make the leper clean. And Jesus, of course, feeling pity, as we hear, goes ahead and cleanses the leper of his leprosy. And it's interesting that Jesus then tells him sternly, basically, to not publicize the matter. If you read Luke's account, Luke says that he ordered the leper that was healed. He ordered him not to tell anybody. So it's like Jesus has given this command. But the leper, the leper doesn't follow what Jesus asks. So rather than not tell anybody, this leper goes around and publicizes the whole matter, as we hear in Mark's gospel. If you read Luke's account, it seems like because of this, in part, again, Jesus' reputation grows. Why would Jesus tell this individual not to tell anybody? So look at it from this perspective. Just think, if Jesus is already healing, doing all these kind of wondrous things, what is this one leper telling him not to do it? What is that going to matter if you think about it that way? What? I mean, people already know that he is a healer, he's a teacher. So it seems like just telling this leper not to publicize it, it doesn't seem like that's going to make that big of an impact. So, you know, some scholars might argue, well, Jesus doesn't want people to come to know that he's healing and cleansing and doing these kind of things. Well, he's already doing it all kinds of various ways. It seems like, I'm not sure if that's the point why he's talking to this leper and telling him not to publicize it. Seems like there's something deeper here. Now, what the leper, you know, what the leper does and what Jesus, is in his healing stuff, people coming to know him more, as we hear, it's harder for him to go into towns openly. So it's kind of like, just think about it this way. The more popular you get, the more people then try to draw to you, are attracted to you. It might be harder to do things that maybe you're called to do. Like if it's harder for Jesus to go into a town and he's not going into towns, he might miss the opportunity of preaching and teaching to some people in those towns. That could be part of it. But it seems like Jesus, he has come to reveal the kingdom, to share with people that he's the Christ, to get them to believe. It seems like that's what he came for. So it seems like, again, there's a deeper angle in this incident. I just want to share this with you. It seems, again, Jesus being God knows what the intentions of are those individuals who come forward to him and ask him for healing. Or he can read their hearts. He does it many times as we hear about the Pharisees and the scribes. He says he knew their hearts. And Jesus then, knowing their hearts, Jesus then does things to them, either says something or has an action, that then can get to the heart of the matter, literally. Heart of the matter. So God knows our weaknesses better than we know them. So does God actually test us? I mean, he does test us. Does he actually tempt us? He does test us. And that's in part tempting. Well, God maybe doesn't actually do the tempting, but like Adam and Eve, he put the tree in the garden that they weren't supposed to eat from. That was God that did that. So you think that Jesus would have known when he told the leper, commanded him, ordered him not to tell anybody, that Jesus probably had a good idea that he probably was going to tell everybody? So if God knows our weaknesses, he's going to give us things that help us to address our weaknesses. Because our weaknesses means that's where we have more of a possibility of falling into sin, of being corrupted. So God's going to want to help us with his grace to give us opportunities to stretch in those areas. So the fact that this individual that gets cleansed, this leper, is told and ordered by Jesus not to tell anybody, and he does actually tell somebody, tells a lot of people. It's like that can be, seems like a vulnerability in this individual. And so Jesus is getting at that. He's just like touching on that, allowing the opportunity for this individual to be tested, and to be strengthened with God's grace, certainly. So that's for something for us to think about, you know, that when we experience trials and tribulations and various things in our lives, it is a test. Now, if we fail, we obviously can turn to the back to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. And, Lord, okay, I did it again, or this happened again. I know I'm weak in this area, and I need your help. It helps us to acknowledge, and God helps us to show us our weaknesses so that we can, with his grace, work on them. To ask God to help us with them, to be more vigilant while we're experiencing our weaknesses in those times we experience these things. So God helps us in that way. Maybe this the individual thought, well, he told me not to, but I know better. I know better than Jesus. Or maybe we think, well, no, maybe it's not such a big deal. What's the big deal if I go and share? I mean, so this, we can get into this. This can happen to us, you know, obviously today. It's like we have people who say, well, the church teaches this, and, well, it really isn't that big of a deal. Or, if I just do this little thing, that's not a big deal. Well, it is if God tells us we're not supposed to do it. It is a big deal. So partly it's the slippery slope thing. Again, we talked about this when we talked about the devil tempting us. It's like, oh, that's not a big deal, or, oh, you can really do it. Yeah, it's not, church doesn't know what it's talking about, or whatever. It is, because it's the slippery slope. You know, we get this little thing here, and then you start to slide. God knows human nature. So when God commands us to do something, to do it, the leper is just like, hey, he could have followed the Lord. And our actions do have consequences. Yeah, it's not like, well, if I do this, there's not going to be that big of a deal. No, there's consequences to our actions. It can affect us, certainly, but also can affect other people. If we said something that's not proper or wrong, it can lead people astray. There's reality. There is effects of our actions. There's effects of them. So really it's like, okay, Lord, help me. The Lord heals us. That's in part what he does. He heals us. He heals us from whatever leprosy we have. It gives us opportunities. But it's only through his grace that happens. So something for us really to think about. You know, the Lord certainly wants to heal us. He gives us opportunities for healing. So we're called to acknowledge that. Lord, help me. Help me to follow your commands. Help me to do that to which you're called. Help me to acknowledge your goodness and your greatness and what you've done. And know that everything that you prescribe and command us is for our good. For our good. It's going to help heal us, strengthen us, draw us closer to your Son.